How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Just Nobody's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today we are doing a podcast. Woo! If you're new to the channel, please smash that subscribe button, hit the like button, and comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. You're going to see throughout this video, we took your suggestions from last week, and we're talking about it this week. So let's get into the podcast.
So first, we're starting off with verses. And this week, I thought we'd do chain restaurants. I know we've done chain restaurants before, but these are in different order.
Okay.
Cheesecake Factory versus BJ's.
Oh, that's tough.
Both have good desserts. Both have good food.
Yeah, I feel like Cheesecake Factory is just okay. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. But I think, let's go off of desserts, okay? I think cheesecake is good if you are in the mood for cheesecake.
Okay.
Pizookies, I'm always in the mood for Pizookies. You know, the cookie, for everyone who doesn't know, it's a hot skillet with a hot cookie in the middle, and then there's ice cream on top of it.
Right.
I feel like that's kind of like a universal dessert that's always pretty good.
I guess. But some people would prefer cheesecake over the Pizookie.
Yeah. I mean, they did,
I would.
They did build a whole franchise based off of cheesecake.
Right.
That's fair. I'm going to go Pizookie just because that's what I like.
So you're going to go BJ's?
Yeah, BJ's.
This is overall. This isn't just dessert. This is like overall.
Yeah, I think overall BJ's is better.
Wow.
Putting it out there.
Okay, Wendy's versus Jack in the Box.
Wendy's versus Jack in the Box. Okay, the one item that I really like from Jack in the Box is the tacos.
Yes.
The Oreo shake.
Yes.
Then after that, it's just okay to me. The breakfast sandwich is pretty good.
Right.
What
about Wendy's, though? What do you get? What's your Wendy's order?
I take that back.
I'm sure you can't even remember your Wendy's order.
I really like Jack in the Box. I shouldn't say that. I really like Jack in the Box. It's just tough because I like both of them equally. Wendy's, though, my go-to order is the chili cheese potato.
Yeah.
And usually I'll get either the Dave's double with the bacon. I think their quality of meat is really good.
It is very good.
Like for outside of In-N-Out, I think when you have, you know, Wendy's versus McDonald's, the quality of the patty is better at Wendy's.
Oh, for sure.
So I think in that regard, if we're not like Jack in the Box, my go-to order is always the taco with the Oreo shake. But at Wendy's, you know, I can get the chili cheese potato, sour cream potato. I can get the burger. So I'm going to go Wendy's.
Wow.
They have the sweet tea there. It's pretty solid.
I don't know. I'm going Jack in the Box. I think Jack in the Box, like, they're open late. They have the munchie meals.
Yeah.
Wendy's doesn't have munchie meals.
That's true.
Also, when I go to Wendy's, I don't know what I'm going to order until I look at the menu. But see, I could, like, rattle off things from Jack in the Box.
Uh-huh.
Like jalapeno poppers, egg rolls, tacos, mini tiny tacos, right? Yeah. Sourdough Jack, buttery Jack. But I can't name off Wendy's items.
I mean, that's fair.
And I go to Wendy's a fair amount, but it's just not memorable.
It's not. I mean, it's very traditional, right? You got the chicken fingers. You have the types of salad. But what's unique is the potato.
True.
Like, what fast food restaurant has baked potatoes, you know? It makes it a little more fancy, I think.
Yeah. Okay, Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay.
Versus Taco Bell.
I mean, no disrespect to Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's hard to compare that versus Taco Bell, though. Like, a better comparison is, like, Taco Bell versus Del Taco.
Right.
But I think Taco Bell is... I'm going to pick Taco Bell over Wiener Schnitzel.
Really?
Just because I go to Taco Bell more often.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
But I feel like if there was a Wiener Schnitzel closer to us, we would go to Wiener Schnitzel too a lot.
There's something about eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
I just feel like I can't do too many. Like tacos, I can go like every other day if I really wanted to, or like burritos or quesadillas. But the hot dog, you're either going to get like a hot dog plain, a hot dog with relish, a hot dog with chili.
Yeah.
Like
corn dog, mini corn dog.
Yeah, I just feel like I can't see myself eating hot dogs multiple times a week.
I guess it is only hot dog.
Yeah.
I guess at Taco Bell, you can get beef. You can get shredded. You can get chicken.
You can do burritos, quesadillas, tacos,
I guess
nachos.
There's more variety.
Yeah.
I guess I would go Taco Bell. They just brought back the crunchy, spicy burrito with the hot Fritos in it.
Ooh.
That's good. And they also got dipping tacos now.
What is that?
Like birria.
What?
Yeah. It's like shredded beef, and then you get to pick your sauce that you want to dip it in.
Wow. I mean, I feel like that solidifies Taco Bell superior.
Yeah. Okay. Carl's Jr. versus Del Taco.
Carl's Jr. versus Del Taco. Okay.
I
get it. We did eat Carl's Jr. a lot growing up.
Yeah.
This may upset some people. I don't know, but I am not going Carl's Jr. I'm going Del Taco.
Why so like strongly?
Because I used to always religiously get the bacon Western cheeseburger.
Right.
Now, if you guys ever get a bacon Western cheeseburger and you open up the bun, you look at the meat patty.
Yeah.
It looks a little suspicious.
Really?
There's a bunch of fat, like little nuggets on there that looks really weird. Whoa. Like, I feel like the quality of beef at Carl's Jr. is not very good.
Oh.
Yeah? The onion ring inside that burger with the barbecue sauce and the cheese and the bacon, it's great.
Right.
Right? But the beef quality is not that good.
You know, I've really never looked at it.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I just eat it.
Next time you eat it, look at it. And you might rethink eating it because it looks funny.
Oh.
You'll never see a beef patty look like that. All the beef patties I've seen never look like...
See, I was going to go Carl's Jr.
That's fair, though.
But
Carl's Jr. is great.
Now that you say that...
No. It's your opinion.
I know, but now you're just, like, swaying my opinion.
Del Taco, okay?
I also don't get anything else. Okay, see, this is the problem with this argument, okay? Yeah. When I go to Del Taco, I'm either getting a taco or a burrito.
Okay.
When I go to Carl's Jr., I'm either just getting a Western Bacon Burger or a burger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't have many options at either place.
Right. But I do feel, let's just talk about this, right? Carl's Jr., if you're going there for the burgers, right? You're telling me you have an In-N-Out by you, you have a Five Guys by you, and you have a Carl's Jr., and you want a burger. Which one are you going to?
In-N-Out.
Right. Yeah. So like with Del Taco, right? You put Del Taco by Taco Bell.
Right.
It actually is almost, I think, quality-wise, better than Taco Bell.
Well, I think probably the meat's better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely fresher ingredients.
Right. But I think I'd still go Taco Bell.
That's fair. But I'm just saying, quality-wise, I would pick Del Taco. I would not pick Carl's Jr. amongst In-N-Out, Five Guys. Like, it would not even be on the radar.
That's true.
I'm going to go Del Taco. It means more to me.
It means more to you.
It's done more for my life. Like, it satisfies the craving. Carl's Jr. makes me feel sick.
Like, sentimental value to you.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, well, you're asking me which one's, like, more impactful, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Del Taco.
But, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Cane's versus Dave's hot chicken. I think that's easy.
It is.
But I feel like for some people, it's not.
Yeah. It is a hot take.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into, details why.
Okay.
Let me start off by saying, before I give my answer.
Yeah.
Raising Cane's, Dave's. Both have things that are unique to them, right? Let's start with Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's has coleslaw with the meal, has a nice, you know, Texas toast.
Right.
Has curly cut fries.
Crinkle cut.
Crinkle cut.
Yeah.
Crinkle cut fries.
Yeah.
And it also has their amazing Raising Cane's sauce.
Right.
When you have Dave's Hot Chicken, you have a, you know, very interesting way of doing things there, right? It's kind of like a spicy sauce on like coating.
Yeah.
Right? Like a
rub.
Rub. Then they also have their Dave's sauce.
Right.
Which is
very good, too.
Yeah. It's like kind of like a sweeter sauce.
Yeah.
But it also gives you honey.
Right.
Right. And the rub that's on the chicken mixed with the honey and the sauce, it's just, you really can't match that flavor. Yeah.
But they also only give you white bread. It's not a Texas toast. It's a piece of white bread, like Wonder Bread.
That's fair. Yeah. It's just a piece of Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
But the quality of chicken at Dave's Hot Chicken seems a little bit better to me. Yeah. A little bit better. Now, I would eat both.
Right.
Right. But if you're asking me, like, at this moment right now, like, Ryan, if you could have your choice between the two, what would I want you to, like, order right now?
Yeah.
It would be Dave's Hot Chicken.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Not saying Cane's is bad.
No.
Cane's is good.
It's just a different type of chicken, really.
It's different, yeah.
It's kind of like when you think about Chick-fil-A versus, like, KFC.
Yeah.
Like, Chick-fil-A, it's more lean meat.
Right.
KFC is very crunchy in the red meat. Darker meat.
Darker meat.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Okay, Jollibee.
Okay.
Versus Chipotle.
Okay. As much as I love Jollibee,
yeah,
right? You know, it's got that sweet spaghetti, has the amazing mango pie.
Chicken Joy.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Right.
Now, if we're talking Jollibee versus KFC, Jollibee all day.
Yeah.
But when you start saying Jollibee versus Chipotle, like Chipotle all the way. Chipotle all the way every
Some
day.
Some people don't like Chipotle.
That's fair. But there's a lot of people that don't like Jollibee.
A lot of people don't like Jollibee because of the spaghetti.
Yeah.
Right. But a lot of people like Jollibee because of the chicken.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I think growing up, right, we weren't really presented with much like Jollibee. Filipino food.
Well, we also don't really have a Jollibee near us until like a few years ago.
Well, no, we've had a Jollibee in the area in Carson, kind of by the old Blockbuster on the way to Victoria.
But that wasn't a drive-thru.
No, but it's been around since we were really young.
Yeah.
So for me, being introduced to it now, I like it, right? I think it's great. I wish I knew it when I was younger.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people in California, right, that maybe didn't grow up with it,
yeah,
they're like, what is that?
True. Right?
So I think a lot of people are going to go with Chipotle over Jollibee.
Yeah.
Chipotle is more universal.
Chipotle is universal.
Yeah.
They do have good chips, too.
Yeah.
Okay, the last one, Jersey Mike's versus In-N-Out.
Oh, now that's tough.
Really?
It's tough.
This one's easy for me. I guess it is a little tough, but I already know my answer.
But you know, it's tough because you're comparing a totally different genres. You're
comparing sandwiches and burgers.
I think both are best. They're best, right?
Yeah.
I think In-N-Out's the best burger place, and I think Jersey Mike's is the superior sandwich place over Subway.
Yeah.
So,
we also haven't had much sandwich places. Like, we've only either it was either Subway, Quiznos, or Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, and Quiznos, unfortunately, like, all closed down around us.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's, man, it's fresh. As we know, Subway had to revoke their Eat Fresh because their ingredients aren't as fresh as they claim.
Yeah.
So that alone kind of sets them, you know.
Yeah, I've actually had a friend work at Subway.
Yeah.
And what he told me, this is what he told me. Okay. He used to work there.
Yeah.
He goes, "You ever have their soups?" And I said, "Yeah, I've had their soups. It's good." Uh-huh. He's like, "Do you know how we make them and, like, store them?" And I said, "No." He said, "We freeze them in blocks, frozen ice blocks."
Yeah.
They're frozen.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're just, it's just a piece of tomato soup or something, whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just melt it.
It's already not fresh to begin with.
Right. But when, okay, it's different when you home make a soup.
Right.
Right, and you freeze that. Because yeah. That's, like, homemade ingredients.
Fresh ingredients.
Fresh ingredients, right? Subway doesn't have Eat Fresh anymore, and they're putting the soups like that.
You're right. So since Subway doesn't have fresh ingredients to begin with, and it comes to the store frozen,
yeah,
it already is kind of suspicious. It's not like they're making it at the restaurant.
Right.
Well, okay, we're not talking about Subway. We're talking about Jersey Mike's versus In-N-Out. But In-N-Out is like, I mean, come on. I eat out In-N-Out more.
You also can't beat the price of In-N-Out.
No.
Okay, when you go to Jersey Mike's, it's a little pricey.
It is.
Right? You're getting a good sandwich, but you're paying for the good sandwich.
Yeah.
Right? In-N-Out, you're getting a good burger, but you're probably paying half the price of the burger.
And it's more convenient to go to In-N-Out than going to walk into Jersey Mike's.
Right. And you can get a whole meal at In-N-Out as opposed to, like, one giant sandwich at Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
What is that, like $20?
No, it's more. Isn't it?
I think like, it's like $20 to $22.
Okay.
You can get two complete In-N-Out meals with that.
Yeah, like double doubles.
Yeah. With a milkshake.
Yeah.
And animal fries.
Yeah. In-N-Out all the way.
And thank you for watching Versus. But moving on into crazy news this week, there was a home in Pennsylvania that randomly exploded.
Yeah. What was that? You know, I saw that video.
Okay.
It's the video, right? Where you see like
a I didn't see the video.
Okay. There's like a video online where it's like a huge explosion.
Okay. Well, it might be the same one.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania, there's this house that completely blew up. Now, the explosion was so big.
Yeah.
It leveled the house completely. There was like nothing, right? And
yeah.
So what happened was six people were killed.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, so six people died. Two of them were in the house, four of them were neighbors.
Okay.
Now, what's weird is after like a bunch of investigations, they cannot pinpoint what caused the explosion. It's just like this whole thing right now, like nobody can figure out what caused this massive explosion because it exploded this house,
yeah,
and caused like fires in the like by the neighbor's house.
Uh-huh.
But this house got completely leveled.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So people are like saying like within the neighborhood there was like problems with like the water heater or something.
Okay, that's valid. I feel like the water heater exploding is very possible.
So they're saying it possibly is the water heater.
Yeah.
But what's crazy, like the size of the explosion, could that come from a water heater?
If it's the same video I saw,
yeah,
I don't know. That was really big. It looked like, I don't want to use the word like this is a bad example, like nuclear bomb, but it looked like a bomb that kind of like, you know, like kind of had that mushroom effect.
Right.
That's what I was like, I don't know what that could be, but I feel like arson investigation should be able to figure out how that was done.
Yeah. Like when I look at our water heater at the house, right, it's like it's a pretty compact thing.
Yeah.
So if it's like the water heater and the water tank, could that? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could explode.
Yeah.
You mix in some gas line leakage or something.
That's true.
We're talking like big explosion, I think.
Yeah. So that's still up in the air. We don't really know.
It's weird that the firefighters and arson investigators didn't like figure it out yet. Like, you know, like what it is.
Maybe they figured it out recently.
Uh-huh.
But from what I read, they didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been something they would have uncovered pretty quick.
Yeah. But on to the next story, the last story. A couple has decided to sell their home and only live on cruise ship.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so what they found, okay, is they found that it's cheaper to book a bunch of cruise ships and live on cruise ships than pay the mortgage of their home.
What?
Yeah. So what they do is they book 50-day cruises. Like, you know, they're super long cruises.
Yeah.
And they line them up to account for the whole year.
Yeah.
So they stay on these cruise ships and they like have a certain budget per day.
Okay.
And they found that keeping within that budget per day while booking these cruises is actually less than paying a yearly mortgage.
Wow, I wonder how much their house was worth. Like,
yeah, I think they said they're paying like a $58,000 mortgage like yearly.
Oh, okay.
And when they were like doing the cruise ship thing, it was like high 30s to mid 40,000 per year.
This is where it gets a little weird.
Okay.
Say they do that, yep. Right? Say the house is 58,000 mortgage every month.
Right.
Right. But every year. Eventually you pay off the house.
Right.
Right. So there is a time when you're not going to be paying 58,000 every year.
Yeah.
When you do the cruises, you don't own the cruise.
You don't.
After you spend $40,000 a year. So eventually. But it's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable, but when you think about it, you're paying this set price a year, and you get your entertainment, you get your food covered, you're traveling.
Yeah.
Right? So you get to do a lot.
That is true.
And they're paying less than what they would pay for their mortgage. So in a way, there is kind of a trade-off.
There is. I forgot about the whole food aspect. Like, yeah. You're kind of...
You get your... Like, okay, think about that. You get... I don't know how much food you get on these cruises they're going to.
Yeah.
But if it's anything like the Disney cruise...
Right.
You could get basically unlimited food a day.
You really could.
Right? And it's covered in the price you already paid.
Yeah.
So when you think about it like that, you basically have unlimited meals for those 50 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could count for a lot.
So I wonder... They're booking 50-day cruises, right? You said?
Yeah.
So every month, they're pretty much going somewhere new.
Pretty much.
Month and a half or something?
Yeah, they're stopping like maybe like every week somewhere. I don't know.
Dang, that's so funny though to think about like when you get on a cruise and you like once you complete your cruise, you have to get off the cruise boat.
Yeah.
So like every time they're having to get off, reboard.
Right. But what's crazy is, right, for people who want to travel the world,
yeah,
it's like a cool thing to do because you're traveling while you're paying less than what you would do for a house.
You're right. You know, it is a great opportunity for people that want to travel the world.
Yeah.
Like 30,000, 40,000 to travel constantly. That's pretty good.
That is good. Right. Yeah. I mean, I would consider.
I wonder what cruise line it is.
Yeah. I would consider for at least doing it for a year just to see. Like, that would be kind of crazy.
The only thing that would get a little tough for me is the seasickness, right?
Oh,
the
boat, yeah.
Being boat.
Maybe 6 months. Three, 6 months.
I would be down to do the 50-day cruise.
Yeah.
Just even see how that is, right?
Right. Seems kind of fun.
Let's think about that. 50,000, 50-day cruise. How many 50-day cruises
could you do? A month and a half.
So you could do about how many of those a year?
Six.
Six. Six divided by 40,000 is like 6,000.
That's like, you would do like eight, right?
Eight cruises?
Eight, because then...
You're roughly paying 5,000 a cruise?
Yeah, it's eight.
So 5,000 for 50 days? $5,000 for 50-day cruise? That's pretty good, isn't it?
I think so.
I don't know. It seems like that's
seems kind of low.
Yeah. Cause I feel like a trip to like, another country for a week is 20,000-30,000.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a good deal.
I think so too.
Comment if you guys would do that. I mean, I think after looking at the numbers and the logistics, it makes sense.
Okay. So moving on, I wanted to play another game, but we've played this game before, but with movies, but we're going to play this with video games now.
What game is it?
So you need to guess the video game based on its bad description.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, the first one. Little Pink Ball is on a journey to kill a penguin.
Little Pink Ball.
Little Pink Ball is on a journey to kill a penguin.
We're talking video game. It has to be Kirby.
It's Kirby. Okay, next. Man takes little girl across the country just to kill people and nothing else.
What?
A man takes a little girl across the country just to kill people and nothing else.
To kill people and nothing else?
Like nothing else.
There's no agenda for him.
No.
Just to kill people.
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
Okay, next one. Teenagers capture animals and make their own animal fight club.
Teenagers make their own club.
You could get this one.
Teenagers make their own club.
Teenagers capture animals and make their own animal fight club.
Teenagers capture animals to make their own fight club.
Yes. They capture animals and they make their own animal fight club.
Pokemon.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, it's Pokemon. Okay.
All right.
Okay, the next one. Dinosaur tries to kill people before they cross the finish line.
Dinosaur tries to kill people. I'm trying to think of games where there's a dinosaur that tries to kill people.
And remember, there's a finish line. A dinosaur tries to kill people before they cross the finish line.
Mario Kart?
Yes, it's Mario Kart, because Bowser.
Oh.
Okay, cute mascots hurt each other for no reason.
Cute mascots hurt each other for no reason.
Yeah.
Who wears a mascot in a video
game? Cute mascots hurt each other for no reason.
I don't know. I keep thinking of the Teletubbies, but... I mean,
okay, next one. Animal cult keeps human on stranded island and forces them to work.
I don't see any game where an animal... keeps humans captive.
Yeah, so the animal cult keeps humans on a stranded island and forces them to work.
Gosh, the only thing I can think of is Planet of the Apes, and that's not a video game.
Okay, I'm going to go through all of them now, and I'm going to tell you the answer.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one, Pink Ball, is on a journey to kill a penguin.
Kirby.
Next is Man Takes a Little Girl Across the Country Just to Kill People and Nothing Else.
Yeah, what is that?
The Last of Us.
Why asked, is there an agenda? Like, is there like a...
Well, okay, there's an agenda, but it's a bad description, right? He doesn't follow through with the agenda.
Oh, that's true.
When you really think about it...
That's all he did.
All he did was kill people. Okay, teenagers capture animals and make their own animal fight club. Pokemon.
Okay, got that one.
Dinosaur tries to kill people before they cross the finish line. Mario Kart. Cute mascots hurt each other for no reason.
Yeah, this one is weird.
Super Smash.
Cute mascots.
Think about it. They have Animal Planet. They have Wii Fit. They have...
Oh, I see.
Splatoon. They have, like, all the mascots of different games, right? And they're all fighting.
I guess it is a bad description.
Okay, Animal Cult keeps human on a stranded island and forces them to work. This is Animal Crossing.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, really think about it. Okay, you're the only human there on this island, and you have nothing else to do besides work.
I forgot that. I guess your character is the only human.
All the rest are animals.
Oh, weird.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I guess they all earn their bad descriptions, that's for sure.
The Pokemon one. I thought that was a good one.
It was. That one was... It took a little bit for me because that's the wording by it. That was more straightforward. I didn't know that Kirby tries to kill penguins, but you know,
King Diddy. So also another thing I learned this week, I had no idea this was even a thing, but when you're eating at a restaurant and you have like your silverware, right? There's a plate in front of you and you have a fork and a knife. And when you have the fork and knife like just straight, that's actually a sign for the waiter to actually bring your meal. Like that means you're ready for the meal. And when you put the silverware like diagonally on the plate, it actually means like you're taking a pause. Like you don't want any more food right now. You just need to wait.
Wait, really? Dude, sometimes I just have my utensils everywhere. Probably confuses the heck out of the waiter.
Yeah, if you put the utensils in a cross, it's actually a sign for the waiter to bring the next course. So if you have your appetizers and then you put your utensils in a cross, that actually means bring the next course out. And if you put the utensils sideways, like they're in horizontal lines, that actually means the food was excellent. Like you really liked the food. But if you kind of make like a pyramid with your utensils like on the plate, that actually means the food was really bad. And if you flip it upside down, that means the service was really bad. So that's one way to tell your waiter that you had really bad service.
I feel so bad because sometimes I literally put the triangle there and the food was great. I didn't know it was that meaning.
Yeah, you're literally telling them the food was bad. So if you put it like this, right, you make this like triangle, like the pyramid, upward pyramid, it actually means the food was bad. And if you flip it upside down so it's like this, that means the service was bad.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
So you're basically, it's like you're telling them they have bad service without saying they have bad service.
Wow. I mean, I didn't know.
I didn't know, like, utensils had... I knew utensils had places, but I didn't know there was different signs to make different messages to the waiters.
I wonder if there's ever a time when we've put our utensils a certain way that it's confused the waiters to not bring out the next dish.
I feel like I've done, like, the pause thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I also need to know if you know about this. Do you know what vegan horse riding is?
What is that?
So there's a sport in Finland that some people call vegan horse riding, but it's actually called hobby horsing. And I just want you to watch. Just watch this video, and I want you to see what they do. Okay, so what you see is they're riding horses, but it's just a horse head on a stick, right? And they're doing the galloping, they're doing the tricks, they're jumping through the obstacles, right?
Yeah.
So there's not actually horses. But the reason they do this, okay, is because horses are so expensive that this is like the alternative to it. So they're the ones doing everything, and they have crazy tournaments. Like, this is a real thing. They have crazy tournaments for this, and it's called hobby horsing.
So how do you win?
I honestly don't know. I was trying to watch. I was watching a lot of tournaments of this.
Yeah.
Right? I was watching a lot of these kids jump through, like jump over the hurdles and stuff, but I really don't know how you win. I did see though, okay, they were all trying to jump over this one really high hurdle.
Okay.
Right? And none of them could do it except for one. And she like got an award.
It seemed like it comes down to athletic ability. It has nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah. So they have the obstacles, right? Like the hurdles and everything. That's one thing.
Right.
But then they also have like the show. You're like, you know, like, okay, they really do it with actual horses, right? They have them like kind of like gallop, like kind of pretty, right? They kind of like do like a dance.
Yeah.
And they do that. But with the horse stick. They do that. They do that. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
They do that.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Who even thought of such a thing?
I don't know. But these this is how big it is.
Uh-huh.
The tournaments they hold in Finland, right?
Yeah.
People fly from like national flights, like international, come to these tournaments to compete.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I mean, the horse is always healthy. That's for sure. You don't have to worry about feeding it, housing it.
And so I did read it's coming to the U.S.
Hey, let's go. Get your gallop ready.
Okay. When you really watch it, okay?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy. It's one of the craziest sports I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's a sport.
That is crazy.
But moving on, I also need to tell you a scary story. Because it wouldn't be a Justin Nobis podcast without a scary story.
Dude, every time you say a scary story, there's like a moment where I'm just like, oh my gosh, there's some kid out there that's shaking in his bed that's like not going to go to sleep for the rest of the night.
So this is why you should never go to your school library.
Wait, why the library?
So there was this kid named Adam, and he just moved to a new small town. He enrolled in a new school, but at his old school, he loved going to the library. And he wanted to find where the library was in his new school because that's where he liked to do his homework and studying. So he found it, and he found that it was packed in the library. But he actually liked this because now he could make friends at the library. So he went to a group of kids, and they were super nice to him. They introduced themselves. They let him sit with them, and they just sat there for hours. But they also told him rules of the library that he didn't know. And they told him to never go into the history section of the library because they said it was forbidden, but they wouldn't tell him why. And they also told him to never bother the librarian. And every day at 6 o'clock, all the kids leave, even though the library closes at 8. So Adam asked one of the kids, like, why do we leave at 6 if it's still open for 2 more hours? And all the kid told him, it's never good to stay past 6. And all Adam did was listen, and he didn't ask any questions. So they all just left at 6.
Why did they all disagree to go home at 6?
So a few weeks went by, and Adam and his friends always went to the library, and every day they left at 6. But one day, news broke out that one of the students at their school went missing. But what was weird was nobody seemed bothered by this except for Adam. So one day, Adam wanted to see what went on in the library after 6 o'clock. So when all the kids left one day, he stayed in the library, and after sitting in there, he noticed that it was just a library. Like, there was nothing different than before. It was just less crowded. So Adam decided to just go home because there was nothing wrong with the library. But when he went to the door, he was locked in, even though it was supposed to still be open.
Did his friends lock him in?
No, so Adam thought that there was only one thing left to do, and that was to ask the librarian if she could open the door for him. But he remembers that his friends told him to never bother her. So he searched the whole library trying to find where she is, and he went to the office. He was looking down the aisles, and he couldn't find her. But the only place he didn't look was the history section. So Adam headed to the history section, and right when he turned the corner, he saw a hatch on the ground. Like, there was another room under the library. So he decided to open it, and immediately it smelled super bad, but he saw someone down there, and he noticed that it was the librarian, and she looked all dirty and she smelled really bad. So he asked her, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? Can I help you? And all she told him was, congratulations, you're next. And after that, nobody saw Adam again, but all the students knew what happened when they saw another kid missing on the news. But apparently one of the friends that left that day, that left Adam in the library, came back and he witnessed everything.
Dude, that is crazy.
It's weird, right?
No, it's freaking crazy. What the heck?
So the librarian was the one taking kids. Dang. And that's why all the kids, they like had a weird feeling. So they said, we have to leave at 6.
Thank goodness that one kid came back.
Yeah.
Because more kids would have probably gone missing.
Yeah, well, if a kid doesn't know the rules, right? Because it's like unwritten rules.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so if you don't know the rules, you're going to get taken.
That makes people not want to go to the library, that's for sure. Yeah. I don't want to go to the library.
I definitely don't want to go to the library.
Especially after 6. When nightfall comes.
No way.
Nah, I'm good.
Chilling.
Okay, so moving on. I also want to talk about a crazy story. Now, this is a fictional story. This is like, you know, there ain't nobody there to talk about if they saw it or not.
Oh, okay,
This is actually a really emotional story.
Oh.
But it was very surprising that this even existed.
Huh.
Do you know the story about Miles Morales where he turns into Wolverine?
No.
So the story starts out in the 1980s where we see a bunch of kids like on the news and newspapers being abducted and they're going missing and no one knows who's taking them. And then we see a young Miles Morales walking on the street and all of a sudden he has this pain in his hand and these 4 bone claws just shoot out of his hand. So unlike Wolverine, he actually has 4 bone claws that come out. So Miles is freaking like, why is these claws coming out of my hands? And he runs home. He goes into his house and he's like, mom, I need your help. And the mom's like, I don't want to talk to you right now. I have to grade papers. Go talk to your dad. So Miles runs to his dad and says, Dad, I need your help. And he's like, Miles, stop it. I can't talk to you right now. I'm talking to your Uncle Aaron. And they're arguing about helping Uncle Aaron not go to jail.
Is this Uncle Aaron still the prowler?
No, so just wait. It gets even crazier. So Miles leaves the house, goes on a walk by himself because no one wants to talk to him. And he's like, what is going on with my hands? Like, why is this happening? And as he's walking on the street, all of a sudden this sketchy white van pulls up and he abducts Miles and takes him away. Then a couple hours go by and the police arrive at Miles's family's house and they tell him like, hey, your son is gone. I think he's been killed. Like, we don't know what happened to him. And then the story takes a 40-year jump and it's 2022 where we see Miles dressed up as Wolverine and he's walking on the road and all of a sudden these sentinels are trying to kill him. The sentinels are trying to wipe out all the mutants and Miles has to fight back and he just slashes through them all, beats them totally easily.
So he's literally Wolverine now.
Yeah, so Miles is Wolverine in this universe and above Miles in the sky is a S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier. And in the helicarrier, there's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. and there's a secret agent named Agent J. And the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. is telling Agent J, we have to go capture Wolverine. We have to stop him. And Agent J knows his job is to capture all the monsters and kill them. So the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. told Agent J, go down and fight Wolverine and kill him. So all of a sudden, Agent J falls from the sky, lands right behind Wolverine, and says, like, hey, Wolverine, turn around. And Wolverine just tells him, like, get lost. Like, I don't want to do this. So Wolverine turns around really fast, lunges at Agent J, tries to stab him with his claws, but in the process of stabbing him with his claws break because Agent J's suit is made out of adamantium. So Agent J starts beating up Wolverine really bad, like destroying him. So then Agent J grabs Miles, punches him in the face super hard, knocking off his mask, and he sees it's Miles. So Agent J goes, Miles? And then Agent J takes off his mask, and it's revealed that Agent J is actually Miles Morales' dad.
Wait, what?
So all this time, Miles' dad knew that his son went missing and was killed. So he wanted to get revenge on his killer. So he started working for S.H.I.E.L.D. and became an agent to hunt down these monsters. So all of a sudden, Miles' dad goes up to Miles and tries to grab him and hold him and try to help him. So then the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't like that. So he sends in extra help. So right behind them, a big explosion happens. And it turns out to be Aaron Morales and his Uncle Aaron, but he's Sabretooth in this universe. So Uncle Aaron runs after Miles and grabs him and says, like, you're not the only monster in the family. And he's winding up to hit him really, really hard to try to kill him. And right before he could punch him to kill him, Miles' dad jumps in and starts fighting Sabretooth. And while Miles' dad and Uncle Aaron are fighting, all of a sudden, Miles' bone claws come out again. So he runs at Sabretooth, stabs him a bunch of times, slashing him up. And then Miles' dad tells Miles, like, hey, stop it. We're not going to kill him. You got to stop. Miles' dad tells him that, hey, look, we're all monsters here, but we all have to stop. So then Miles retracts his claws and he tries to make peace. But by then it was already too late. His dad's dying. So Miles goes up to his dad and tries to ask him, like, how can I help you? Miles' dad just tells him, like, he's so happy that Miles is alive and he wants him to go try to find his mom because his mom thinks that Miles is dead. So then Miles buries his dad in a grave. But all of a sudden, the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. sends a message to Wolverine and tells him, I'm going to kill you. And I'm going to bring a whole team to destroy you. So Miles just like destroys the message and walks away. But then all of a sudden Miles hears someone say Miles Morales and he looks to his right and he sees the entire X-Men team. But Professor X in this universe is Genki Lee, who we see is like Miles Morales' best friend in all his other universes.
Wait, that is supposed to be Miles' best friend.
Yeah, isn't that crazy though? Like, what a crazy story, huh?
They merged two different stories with another two different universes.
Yeah, so it's like their what if story comic line.
The only thing that's different is that Miles is Wolverine and then Uncle Aaron is Sabretooth, because Wolverine and Sabretooth are brothers, right?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so moving on, I want to get into food, talk about a snack, and ruin it for you, because, you know, we all like hearing about the real ingredients in food, because it really makes you want to eat the food even more.
Yeah.
Did you know that Pringles are legally not allowed to call themselves chips?
What are they then?
So Pringles in 1975 lost the lawsuit where they were no longer able to call Pringles chips, because apparently they're made with like a bunch of unnatural ingredients. And apparently for any snack that wants to be categorized as a chip, they have to be made with real potatoes and they have to be sliced into small pieces and either baked or fried, and that's considered a chip. But Pringles does not do that. They have a paste that they make that's potato flavored, and they cut a piece out of that, and that's what's considered the Pringles chip.
Wait, what's in the paste then?
I don't even want to know, but all I know is that when you look at a Pringles snack, it says Pringles crisp, because they can't call it chip, so they have to call it a crisp.
Oh, dude, that's freaky. That's weird now.
Hey, after I read this, I ain't eating Pringles anywhere.
Dude, I thought Pringles were like more legit than other chips. You know what I mean? Like, I thought those, like, because they're so, like, potato-y tasting.
I know.
The original ones.
They look like fine slices of potatoes.
Right. Now it's just a paste?
That's what it is.
They fry the paste.
That's what they
do. Or they dry it out or whatever.
Okay, I want to move on to, like, a more inspirational side of the podcast. I feel like there's so much negativity in the world. It's good to talk about positive, you know, stories and really understanding success stories, right? And it's not an overnight success, right? It's always a gradual success.
Right.
That's why this next part of the podcast is really important.
We like inspirational things.
Do you know the theory about failure and how failure is actually the best thing that could happen to someone?
How?
So for most people view failure as a really bad thing, but now psychologists and history is showing that it's actually crucial for success. So legendary basketball star Michael Jordan didn't make his varsity team as a freshman, and he actually missed 9,000 shots in games before he became a successful basketball player. The company Dyson made over 5,000 different products and tools before they invented the vacuum cleaner. Sylvester Stallone, the director and writer of Rocky, was denied 1,500 times before a studio actually picked up Rocky and made it. And Thomas Edison failed 1,000 times before he made a working light bulb. And J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, was denied by 12 different publishing companies before one agreed to doing Harry Potter. So there's so many stories that prove that failure is necessary for success and that failure is actually a good thing. And without failure, success does not exist.
I guess when you really look at it, it makes a lot of sense. Because you do look at the most successful people, and the most successful people have failed the most.
I saw this clip from Ed Sheeran, and Ed Sheeran explained how no one learns anything from success or winning. You learn from your failures to know what to fix, so that you can be successful.
Right.
But if you just became successful overnight and you don't know why or how you did it, you can't really replicate it, right?
Exactly.
Or make things better.
Yeah.
So moving on, I want to talk about a crazy theory that I think is going to shock a lot of people when they hear this.
Oh, the shocking ones get you.
Do you know the crazy Miley Cyrus theory, how she might be a ghost singer for many popular singers that have very successful songs right now?
Who?
So recently, Mr. Wired made a video that many people think exposes Morgan Wallen's voice. So I want you to listen to this.
Okay.
Okay, so you heard that, right? So yeah. Now listen to what Mr. Wyrup does now with the voice.
So that was Morgan Wallen, obviously. Now let's pitch it up and see if it sounds like Miley Cyrus. And let me know in the comments if you think it does.
Wait, what? That's a little weird. That's Miley Cyrus.
So I was looking at some music professionals that broke it down, and they said it's actually really rare for an artist to sound that similar to another artist like that. But hey, it could just be a coincidence. Who knows?
That's Miley Cyrus. There's no way it's not.
I know.
That was way too close.
It is weird.
Because Miley Cyrus has a very distinct voice.
Yeah.
You can tell when she's singing.
In any song.
In any song, right? Even if her name's not on the song,
yeah.
You could tell when she comes on.
Right. And that sounded just like her.
And that was Miley Cyrus.
It is unbelievable. I don't know what to make of it, but I also don't want to start any drama. Or get killed. So
ghost singer
exposed.
Dang, after flowers she just decided I'm gonna just ghost sing.
All right guys, thank you so much for watching the podcast. If you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button, hit the like button. If this video gets 3,000 likes, we'll be giving away one of these hot toys to one of you guys, so make sure you comment Ooh. What hot toy you like. Also comment what you guys want us to talk about next week, and we'll see you guys next week Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on TikTok.
We'll see you on the TikTok.
God bless you guys. See ya.
Love ya.